Hi, I'm John Lewis. At our company, Intelligent Futures, we talk to a lot of people about cities. Like, a lot. Over the years, we've talked about what it takes to make cities better with urban planners, visual artists, not-for-profit organizations, entrepreneurs, politicians, urban gardeners, community volunteers, developers, kids, architects, scientists, transportation engineers, design thinkers, and policymakers, just to name a few. These conversations highlight that cities are complex, messy, and ever-changing creations that are built by many hands in many ways. We thought that other people might find these conversations interesting too. So we started 360 Degree City, a podcast that explores cities from a wide range of perspectives. We'll be looking at the city from a whole bunch of angles. In the first few episodes, we'll explore how cities get fed.
There's so many benefits that come from putting agriculture into cities, and only one of those benefits is growing food for the people there to eat. So if you had a farm in a city, you know, and thousands of people pass it every day, then all of those people will have an idea of what it takes to grow food, which right now we are losing.
We'll talk about why bicycles can make a city life-sized.
My main message when I talk, you know, in keynotes is I'm not a cyclist. You know, and sometimes you see the whole audience sort of go, what? You know, but it says bicycle on the program. You know, I'm going, I'm just a dude who happens to use a bicycle to get around because I live in a city where it's easy, efficient, and safe to do so.
We'll explore what kind of new leadership is needed in our cities.
And so one of the important dialogues in our city right now is how can we lift up the neighborhoods and not just focus on the downtown. Our mission is to develop community-minded leaders, and that is really important to us because we know that cities are complex and that all of these urban and social issues and topics, their needs and opportunities in our city, and they all interconnect.
We'll talk about why sometimes you just can't wait around for someone else to make things better.
It's an approach to city building or neighborhood building, really, that's all about really short-term, low-cost projects that are intended to create long-term change. So it's really important when you're thinking tactically that you have a strategy that you're trying to implement. You're trying to connect it to a bigger vision or a bigger project or an initiative where, you know, it could be as general as we want a safer city to walk in. Or it could be specific that this intersection is dangerous, so we're going to improve this intersection.
We'll learn about how walking the sidewalks of your city can be good for the environment and the economy, not to mention your waistline.
How do you get people to walk? And the answer is that if people are to walk, the walk has to be as good as a drive. Pretty straightforward. And you could say the same thing about biking. You know, the walk or the bike has to be as good as the drive. And in order to do so, it has to do four things simultaneously. It has to be useful, it has to be safe, it has to be comfortable, and it has to be interesting.
We'll talk about why public art matters.
Public art is valuable because it creates like a conversation that is beyond like one specific community or niche. It's this really great meeting place to have hard, challenging conversations.
And that's just the beginning. Over half of the people on the planet now live in cities. If you want to understand your own city a little bit better, look for 360 Degree City wherever you get your podcasts and join the conversation.
The way the city is today is not the way it could be tomorrow.